you know, we come right up through the run, Shermooked, and then basically couldn't get to our own farm. The land prices were starting to get out of reach, so we thought, right, we'll get out of farming. There's better things to do. And we got out for about 5 years and then realised that, no, we were farmers, so we got back in. The main reason, you know, that we came here instead of being in New Zealand was the price of land. You know, the land over there when we left was getting close to that sort of 50,000 hectare, 60,000 hectare, so it just made it too tough to get in.
What do you think are the main differences between dairy farming in New Zealand and dairy farming in the southeast of South Australia, given your history?
Most of the farming in New Zealand is low input. They push the cows per hectare. You know, most guys are up sort of 4.5, 5 cows per hectare. Over here, the biggest difference is high input. A lot more feed brought in, calving 2-3 times a year. You know, whereas in New Zealand, it's only once generally. The farming there is a lot more simplistic. Calve once a year, mate once a year. Everything's just bang, bang, bang. Even right down to when you purchase a farm over there, all farm purchases are done on the 1st of June. You can sign up a farm in October, but you can't take over till the 1st of June. That would be the main difference, but what we've tried to do is bring that system here. You know, if you compare us to high-input farms, probably low inputs work well on lean years and even medium years. High-input farms, to me, work better when the payout is right up there. When it's up there, they cream it. When it's lower, we do better. It's hard not to fall into the trap of going higher inputs. You know, when you see the cows come through, they pump out the milk. But, you know, you've just got to do what you know. Also, I reckon a big difference here is that everybody talks litres and chases litres, whereas we don't get paid in litres. We get paid on milk solids. That's what they should be chasing. All New Zealand farmers talk milk solids because that's all we've ever known. No one really cares about litres. It's not even in our vocab. You know, if you do talk litres, I'd rather have a cow doing 27 litres doing 2.2 milk solids a day rather than one doing 40 litres doing 2.2, you know, because it costs you more to process that product. But that's just our thing. That's just my thing. Yeah.
You kept in the same industry and you changed countries, moved your family. How challenging was that?
Nowhere near as challenging as probably what it was 50 years ago when our parents come across. One of the partners in the farm, like, he'd been coming to Australia for probably 5 years, went around all the different areas in Australia looking at dairy farming and settled in Mount Gambier because he said this place can grow grass. Climate similar to New Zealand, and it's a nice place to live. So we come across, had a look. All our kids had grown up, so it wasn't such a big deal for us. We just thought, right, let's go. And it's only a 3-hour flight to get to where home was, you know, because we call Australia home now. And with all the technology and all the communication now, it's not a big deal at all. And the farming is to me, this is far better farming than in New Zealand. Yeah.
And why is that?
Stability of growth, I think. You know, you've got the option of irrigation. There's some irrigation in New Zealand, but not a hell of a lot. There's some down the South Island, but not a lot in the North. But, you know, here you can almost guarantee what you're going to grow a year. Like I say, the autumns can be challenging, the springs can be challenging, but you have got the option of your supplement that you can bring in other years a lot easier than this year. But, you know, you can up your grain if you're a little bit short. You can start your pivots if you're a bit dry. It's a lot more reliable. The main thing over here that I think has changed in the last 2 or 3 years is the cost of production has gone through the roof. But when we first got here, it wasn't too bad. Now it's gone mad. Cost of production is probably affecting us more than payout. Nearly.
Are people often surprised when they realise that you're a Kiwi?
Only till they hear me, I guess. You know. So, look, we probably get a name, you know, around here as Crazy Kiwis because we do things quite a bit differently than a lot of the farmers. They see my cows, they see the residuals, what I take my grass down to, and they sort of go, what the hell are you doing? But I love them to come on farm and have a chat and I'll show them what we're doing, why we're doing it, you know, and the results we want to get out of our cows, out of every bit of dirt. I guess when land is worth 50 to 60 grand a hectare, you want to get every blade of grass off that farm. You want it doing something. There's no wastage at all. It's very tight, but challenging. Good fun.